Okay, Rabbi Sai. Oh, very geschmack. Oh yeah, very interesting halacha tonight. Ooh, is this known or not known? We'll find out. Okay, we're up to page 310, and we are Simon Tov Resh Tzadi, and we're learning Sifu Dalet, which is in the bottom line of, as I said, page 320. Akira is a Megillah. Somebody read the Megillah. Tzoich lechavein lehotzi Hashem. You've got an intention to. If they have an intention to be mechaven, to be moitzi, the listener. Whoever reads the Megillah must have an intention to be moitzi, the listeners. Ve'tzorich lechaven Hashem alot says. And furthermore, the person who listens, the listeners, the hearers, they have got to have kavanah to be yotze. So as we spoke yesterday, in great detail, mitzvah tzichus kavana, even for the rabbanon, yes, you have to have the intention of being yotze the Megillah. Ve'im hakriya shliach tzibur. So if the person reading is reading with the intention of being moitzi the tzibur, shliach tzibur, chazan, mistamed eitoi, his intention is inevitably, naturally, So a person who leans the Megillah, who reads the Megillah, is not normally going to have the intention to be moitzi globally and universally whoever listens. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch is answering the question, what happens if there is a COVID-safe area outside shul, and the chazan doesn't necessarily know about them? So he knows about 100 people in shul. He doesn't know about the additional 25 people who are outside in the COVID space, social distancing kind of area. He doesn't know anything about him. Is he moitzi them or not? I know he's moitzi 100 people in shul. What about the people outside? Is he moitzi them? Yes or no? So here it comes through Chanoch and says, yes, he's moitzi. Because he's got this generic understanding, whoever listens to me is going to be yotze. However, the Mishnah points out that that if a person stands outside and his intention, it wasn't intention really to listen to the Megillah, it just happens to listen to the Megillah without intention to be yotze, and only afterwards says, oh, why didn't I think so? I could have listened carefully to be yotze the Megillah. He's not going to be yotze because he didn't have the intention of listening with intention of being yotze. So this is the one who says the Megillah and the chazan, he's naturally going to be yotze everybody. Now, Shulchan Aruch continues. Ein medaktik in betosia. We don't have to be. That's a very interesting word over here. Ein medaktik. It's like a new paragraph, really. New halacha. Ein medaktik in betosia. We're not medaktik with the mistakes, the reading mistakes. How are we going to translate medaktik in? We're not particular. What did you say? We're not particular about the mistakes. Pardon me? We're not particular about the mistakes. Ein medaktik in betosia. We're not medaktik. The grammar. Zecher and Zecher, we're not medactic. Let's see. Ve'yesh oimrim, some say, the Davke betos, we are lenient with regards to a mistake. Shaloshin ve'inyin echot. That the loshoin ve'inyin echot. If there is no meaningful difference, if it means the same, then we can be lenient. Such as, kahu uvda, like this story, this incident that happened. The two Talmidim, Tav Yosef Kamei the Rav, was sitting in front of Rav. Vechad Kori Yehudim, one of them leaned and he read the word Yehudim. Vechad Kori, and the other one, he read Yehudiyim. Can you hear the difference? Yehudim and Yehudiyim. Velo Yehad, Chad Minau, both of them felt that there's no need to repeat the Megillah because of this slight mistake. Abel Tos, Ach, Eloi, but with regards to a non-mistake, no, that would be, no. If it's a meaning, it's a meaning-changing mistake, you actually would have to go back. So we are learning now that you've got to make sure that if the meaning changes, then you're not yotze, but if the meaning doesn't change, then it's fine. This would be the same thing Kesa Torah, yes. So this is according to the Yesh Oymen, it's the same thing Kesadayim. Now let's see this a bit further. Mishnah Wovi have got Memchas, reminds of the importance of listening very, very carefully. It's even Ma'akev B'diavet. So the Kavona aspect, point number one in Sifu Dalet, is the Kavona. Kavona is Ma'akev. This intention, you must have this intention. Koidem shemaschil, prior to starting reading the Megillah, you must have positive intention with this kid. I'm going to be yotze at the beginning of the reading, whether you are the Baal Koreh or whether you are a random listener. You've got to have that kavana.
It's easy for Baal Koreh because he says the bracha.
Absolutely, you're right. For the one being moitzed, it's much easier because he makes a bracha. So obviously he's got this mind switched on and he's okay, I'm going to be moitzed to everybody. But what about us just listening? Here you go. You have to have positive, direct, intentional kavana to be yotze. If you fail to have that positive mindset, you're not yotze.
I forget what I read about. I said, time before Kiddush, I was saying you have to have a kavana. I'm going to moitzi and you're going to be yotze.
Yeah. So yeah, you're right, but it's normally when during an action, it's easier for two reasons. First of all, when you're doing an action, you normally are more switched on. And secondly, according to many poskim, once you're doing an action, you don't even need kavana because the ma'aseh of mechicha olav. Here you don't have that. You don't have the ma'aseh of mechicha olav. Your action proves that you're doing the. If you're just listening, you don't have that. So the listener aspect is important to emphasize that. The listener's got to make sure that his mind is tuned in at the beginning of the Megillah. Continues the Mishnah, leading on to point two. If you're missing one letter, if you're just missing one letter, one word, you're missing it, either because you're not reading it or you're not hearing it. People are not yotze, so you've got to repeat it. Haboisai, missing out one word, and you're not yotze the Megillah. Missing one word, Mishnah Berurah, black and white. Second time it tells us that. If you're missing out a word, you're not yotze. So what does that mean exactly about en medaktik in betur yoseo? So Mishnah Berurah Zekot Nun tells us as follows. En medaktik in betur yoseo. Ein adin azeh ma'ir elin in ksiva. We're not talking about the written writing of the Megillah. To Shom Adin Kamoi B'Sif Gimel. There we learn, what did we learn in Sif Gimel about the writing of the text? 51% is fine, right? So here it's not like that. When it comes to hearing the Megillah, 51% is not enough. In fact, 99% is not enough. You've got to hear the entire Megillah from beginning to end. Hoch Amayrelin Kriya V'haynu Afilu Kora Oysa B'kama Tu'yos. If you made mistakes, now, Kivin Shal Kulponim Kor Kulo, you've got to make sure you listen to everything. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, okay, so we're making a distinction between if it makes a meaningful difference or there's no meaningful difference. So, what would be an example for something which makes a difference? Mishnah Berurah says, Achi, can you call me Yoshev Yoshav? What's the difference between Yoshev and Yoshav? Past and present. That's a meaningful difference, and therefore you are. No yotze. Similarly, hoy mi noifel nofal. What's that? Noifel means
future past.
Noifel, either future or probably present. Nofal, fell. If you make a difference, please note because I want to speak about that. If the difference is in the tense, present tense to past tense, you're not yotze. If you miss that word altogether, you've got to go back to the entire Megillah and say it all over again. This has happened to me once. It's something you don't forget so quickly. That only after the Megillah we realized something was probably not read accurately. Probably the Baal Koreh realized, oh, you actually read it, and you have to go back and it's the whole Megillah. So it can happen. And Purim is not kind of day. You've got spare hours and spare, you know, like, it's not, it doesn't go so easy. And yes, it was. We're pretty sure. Baal Koreh said he thinks he's read it wrong. So, you know, if you want wrong. So it's a suffix. So if it's a suffix, yeah, it's suffix double on the hokel perhaps. But if he's quite confident in it, that's the way we're talking about not being yotze the mitzvah of the yom. So, if it's shalke the ligmer is kula, we learned. Shalke the ligmer is kula, we learned. If the hefsig is longer than the entire. So, and it was interrupted, other hefsigim as well, and other mistakes, other non related conversations. You know, I suppose you go back to the beginning. But you're right, in fact, now you're pointing it out. If it wasn't such a long time ago, and you could probably go back to that place. You're right, probably. If it's not a long time ago, there was no. Yeah.
Can someone,
Can
someone take over?
Yeah, we're going to speak about that. How you do that? We're going to speak about that. So, Rabbi Yisrael, now we there is a bit of a very interesting Orcha Shulchan. It's a very, very interesting Orcha Shulchan, because the if we look at it as the title of this halacha, or the starting point of this halacha, were the words of Shulchan Aruch, and medakting b'toyo say, we don't have to be so careful, you know. We don't have to be so careful. The only exception is if it's a meaningful difference. Okay, all right, okay. So Orcha Shulchan comes out and he says, you know what, actually, I want to give you something. So those of us who know a little bit of Lashon HaKodesh, which my grammar, my diktuk is not so... What does ba'o mean? Be'erev hi ba'o. Be'erev, in the evening, hi ba'o, she came. It's about Esther, be'erev hi ba'o. Hi ba'o. Right? Now what does ba'o mean? Ba'o. No, also base aleph hey. If you emphasize, if you do milra milel, if the dogish is not ba'a, but ba,
come,
it's present sense. So what you could have ba'a is loshne keva ova, ba'a she came. But if you say ba, which is exactly the same letter, just slightly different stress, slightly different emphasis, the same word mamash. It means something else. It means current. It means present sense, present tense, and masculine. What's that? Lech Lecho, what is it? That's right. Very good. Very good. Says the Orcha Shulchan Rabbeisai, you can have a meaningful difference with regards to the same word, depending on how you read it. Ba'a or ba'a. Same word, same letters. It means something else. That's masculine present. That's feminine past. It makes a difference in the meaning. You know, Yotze. So although yes, ein medaktik in b'toyo seo, but note, if it does make a difference in the meaning, also I want to point out that very often you've got to be a big talmid chacham to actually know. I wouldn't say talmid chacham, but you've got to be a linguist to know exactly all the subtle nuances in Lashon HaKodesh. Sometimes, yes, it will make a difference. You think it means not. It doesn't make a difference. Yeah, it may make a difference. So it's really important. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So it's important to be medactic. But at the end of the day, you want to make sure that the one who reads the Megillah, he's really careful about it. My only thing is that why does the Mishnah Berurah bring this example? I was wondering about it. I don't know if it's a kasha or not. What do you think? The example brought down in Mishnah Berurah is Neufel and Nofal. I can give you a bigger chiddush, right? I can give you the Orcha Shulchans. Why does he not mention that? Instead of Neufel and Nofal, which is... Neufel and Nofal really means something very different. And it's very... But I can make you a closer mistake. If you say Bo' wrong, you're also going to be Yotze. Anyway. Seif Tezvav. Tzorech Lema says Bnei Homon. You need to say the 10 sons of Homon. Ve'aseres. One breath. Lo idea. To tell us. Shekulam nergu v'nit luka echot. Contrary to popular belief. The reason why we say all that says Bnei Haman together is because they're all killed simultaneously, the same moment. How did they die, by the way? Says Bnei Haman. They were not.
Oh, they were killed.
Yes. The Pasuk says, they were killed by Chorev. It says in the Mefurishim Pasuk, they were killed by sword. Afterwards, after being killed, they got up to, they were hanged. They were hung? They were hanged? I always get this wrong. They were hanged? They were hanged. So they were first, so they were not actually, and that makes much more sense now, right? So you can kill 10 people, you know, with sword, you can kill them all the same second, you know, if you get it right. But to hang 10 people simultaneously is a bit more challenging. Good, I suppose, but they're not going to die the same second, probably. Because it died one same second. Yeah, come to. Why do, if you ask a random person, if you ask your. Well, why do people think B'nai Shema Achas? What do people think? Thanks. People don't think about it. If by mistake you made an interruption, Yotze. you should say mitchilas chamesh mois ish. You start with the words chamesh mois ish. Ves pashandosa, ves dalya, ves dana, ad aseres. So you start from the word chamesh mois ish. Why do you start with chamesh mois ish? Just take a deep breath just by looking at those words. Yeah. Why do you say chamesh mois ish? Why do you start with chamesh mois ish? Mishnah Berurah explains. Why it says Mishnah? Because Mishnah Berurah says, what does he say it? Yeah, Sifka Nun Dalit. I'm going to get back to Nun Beis in a minute, but Ish Beis Bechulu. B'maril Kaz B'Shem Arikach, Mishum Da Aser Ez B'nei Omon Oyu Sari Chamishim, because the tens of Omon, they were all sorry, they were ministers, over 50 people. Hal Chamish was Ish, so it turns out 10 times 50 is 500. So they were in charge of 500 men. So, because each of the tens of Omon was in charge of 50, 10 times 50 is 500. Chamesh Mois is Ves Parashandosa. Now, interesting is, somebody who's got a short, what's called a short, you can't take a lot, you can't find it hard to go through all the shortness of breath. He shire, and he feels, Shem Yaschel min Chamesh Mois Ish, if he's going to start from Chamesh Mois Ish, lo yuchaloy makol aseres b'nei homon, b'nishim achas. If you're talking about that kind of person, he won't be able to start, ve'ez Chamesh Mois Ish, ve'ez parashon dos, ve'ez all aseres b'nei homon, he won't be able to make it. Then, toiv yoisa, it is preferable, she yaschel min, he should start from, he should say, Chamesh Mois Ish, take a deep breath, and then Ves Parashandosa. Ki zehu dina de Gemara, because the ten zals of Haman is a dina de Gemara. Shulchan Aruch says you've got to do the ten zals of Haman in one breath. However, the Chamesh Mois Ish prior to that, that's only a Chumrah. So if you can't do it, leave there. As opposed to starting with a Chumrah of Aseres Chamesh Mois Ish and then getting stuck after the fifth zals of Haman. Aval Chamesh Mois Ish, Minik Ba'alma, that's only Minik. Now, it is not Ma'akev, but it's, yeah, you're right, it's not Ma'akev. Yes, if people drop like halfway, like, because they've pushed it too much, you don't really have to, it's not Ma'akev. No, this is, you should say, Aseres b'nei homon b'nishima achas. If a person, one should really try to do it, it's Dina Gemara. If a person can't do it, if he failed, it doesn't mean he has to go back to the beginning of the.
No, I understand.
Oh, good question. I would say that no, this Dina de Gemara is an additional halacha, and we look at it as this additional halacha is not your is b'di'evet.
So you get separate.
I think that yeah, I think so. I would say so. Yeah. Sifkot nun beis. Akol b'nishima achas. V'chol megillah. Ben posuk leposuk. Yaf sigak k'dinishima. One, we've got to make sure that between the psukim, you don't make too much of an interruption. I mean, sifkot nun beis. Ben b'shtoich likroi sugi igeres, because he has to prevent like a igeres. So, in other words, it's like a letter. So, letter, you're not going to make long breaks between the psukim. You know, you're going to carry on reading. Sure. V'kshema b'laylo ahi nodado. When you say the words, b'laylo ahi ahu nodado. Yak b'akol, you should raise your voice. Because that's where the miracle happens. I'm struggling with this Mishnah Berurah a little bit. Is that where the nes starts? It's a turning point a little bit, but what do you think? Thinking about the whole. What would you think about? Explain.
Everything turns around from that point.
Everything turns around. It's a turning point at that stage. I'll tell you why I'm struggling a little bit with it. You're right, of course you're right. I'm struggling a little bit with it because the whole Megillah is like starts really, if you're digging further, then, you know, it starts before that. It's about, you know, Esther was in the Beis HaMalchus. And even before that, you know, that Vashti was killed. And everything had to start before and everything had to. And so everything really was interconnected and interlinked. And you see the master plan at the very end, going back to the 12 years before that. So in a way, of course, it was a turning point, but really, the whole story may only make sense from the. It's a bit hard to look at it as, you know. Yeah, all right, but I might say it's the turning point. You see that the Baal could do that. When you read at the end of the Megillah, you say Haigeres Hazois. This they you have to shake a bit. I think sometimes you just lift it up. But you have to shake, Mishnah Berurah says in Hanei, you have to shake the Megillah a little bit. Because of a Chayodom, Chayodom says, Ma shenoeg in mimikzis mekoy meshikor hakon, I'm going to say Asbnei Homon. What Chayodom says, what everybody says at Asbnei Homon, ain't a minik, that's not a minik. He said, of course, the Baal Koyre needs to say Asbnei Homon in one go, but the fact that the people do, Chayodom says, no point, who says you have to? He's talking about the Baal Koyre, I know about you. It's not the general custom, I believe. I've never seen a shul who does it like that. I think generally everybody does says one before the Balkaya. But why in Shtiblam Shul, everybody does like that. Have you heard of a shul who just the chazan does assess me on and the killer doesn't? No, but that's Mishnah and Chayodam obviously felt like that. Says the Mishnah, Shulchan Aruch Sif Tezayin, Tzorich Shema, Oru Haman Baruch Matcha. You must say, Oru Haman Baruch Matcha. Ahur HaZeresh, Baruch HaEsta. Ahurim Kol Oivdik Chavim, Baruchim Kol Yisrael. V'Tzorich Shema, Gam Chavoyin Ozoch Lo Toiv. That is why, Abay say, that's why it's important to sing it. It's probably one of the few songs that you must sing. Most songs is nice to sing. This is a song that you must sing because you must say, "Oh Roman, Baruch Matcha, Aru Zeresh, Baruch Esther." You have to point out this halacha. Sif Yudzayin, Minhag Kol Yisrael Shakeri Koyre. The minhag of the whole Kol Yisrael is Shakeri Koyre. Push it kigeres, and you fold it like an igeres, like a letter. La'arus aneis to show the miracle. When you complete it, you fold it back. You fold it all back. And only then you make the bracha at the end. Now, push geres. What's that? And you should push the kulo. You open it up entirely and you fold it. Folding a geres. Now we don't have geres anymore like that, because we just send emails, I suppose. But folding like geres means you open it up. And it goes, so that's the area that you read. And then underneath it, it's not rolled up like a Sefer Torah. Rather, it is folded. And that's why you've got to have a large beam normally to ensure that it's really properly folded. You may not, it's a din of the Gemara, you may not roll it. It may not be rolled like this on the sides. It's got to be properly folded up. There's actually a discussion which I saw today a little bit in the postgame, that, you know, it's the bizoyen, it's dech bizoyen when something falls over on the side. So you've got to make sure that it's folded on the
side.
Yeah.
Like that.
Either. Yeah, like. Yeah, so the first bit, if there's nothing there, then it's okay. So I suppose there's no chiyuv that it has to be folded. Yeah, that's fine. It doesn't make a difference how you do that. But the point is that it's as opposed to being rolled. And I suppose at the beginning where there's nothing there, so that's okay. For Persian case, Hanush push the kulva in a minicha krucha, elo koifel oiso daf al daf. It's folded one on top of the other. And you must make sure shalai goya gabe kaka, make sure that it doesn't fall down on the floor. I want to point out the shtickle of Duke over here. He says, I'm up in Megodim, shakos of the lav dafka gabe kaka, not only that it doesn't reach the floor, of course it may not reach the floor. For the intluyum ala shulchan vestender, nami avignai kis ve kodesh. He may not fall down onto the side of the beamer. It's against halacha. He may not fall down on the sides.
Is this everybody or just the
balcony? Everybody. No, what do you mean? No, so that's the Mishnah Berurah sense of Kotnun Hay, which I skipped, tried to cheat. However, Echidim Hashoyim in Megillah is Enzich and Lifshoyt. Yochid, who listens to Megillah, he doesn't know, he can roll it up. It's only to be Yotze. I was wondering once, but I think it's just a stupid mistake that I made. Can you see Mishnah Berurah Kotnun Hay? I was wondering once, if a person wants to be Yotze, you know, if you're reading a word, if you're missing a word, yeah, sometimes it happens, you miss a word, you don't want to say it yourself in the Megillah. If a person has a Megillah and he wants to be Yotze that, just in case he misses the word, he's going to read, you know what I mean? If he misses a word, he wants to say it, he has to be. So is there a point then, because of these words that you are mashlim, does it make sense to fold the Megillah just because of that? It's pushing it. I don't think he, I don't think it's an exaggerated Chumakik. It's just about the one who is Moitzi others. He needs to fold it over, but everybody else not. Rabbi said, to summarize what we learned this evening, Baruch Hashem, B'Sayat Ishmael, we learned somebody who reads the Megillah must have Kavona. Somebody who listens to the Megillah must have Kavona. Somebody who, you have to make a Kavona before you start. You must have Kavona to listen to every word. You must ensure to hear every word. You must ensure also that the reading is accurate and precise. Although en medartik in material say, of course, if it makes no meaningful difference, then it doesn't make, then it's fine. However, if the meaning changes, then you're not yoitzer. Mishnah Berurah brings various examples of past and present sense. Aseres Bnei Haman has to be said b'neshima achas in one breath. There's a discussion as to whether chamesh mos ish before that should also be included or not. If a person can't make it, then he should rather skip the first words of chamesh mos ish and start from Aseres Bnei Haman proper. A person must say, "Oh, Haman Baruch Matcha, Oh, Zeresh Bucha Esther," etc. And finally, the Megillah must be, when it's being read from, it must be folded over like a letter to show the nace. I wish you a very good evening.